The UK has a history of relying on overseas trained doctors and nurses. We've not been good at managing to grow our own and train and develop enough doctors and nurses for the NHS for many years. At the moment, this is a crisis. The NHS is really struggling to fill all the jobs that it needs to. Our modelling shows that even if we ramp up the training places, because it takes so many years to qualify as a nurse or a doctor, for at least the next five years, we need a really significant inflow of overseas trained staff. Of course, Brexit is part of this as well. So if the UK is less attractive to European doctors and nurses, then we may see more people from other countries, including developing countries, coming here. So apart from increasing the training places, we also need to look at the way that staff work more flexibly. So we see a lot of, for example, paramedics working in primary care, doing jobs that in the past were done by GPs. We can work more flexibly across the professional groups. That needs some development. It'll take a little bit of time, but it's already starting to happen, and there's a lot of promise there. What NHS trusts need to do is make sure that if they're recruiting overseas, they're doing so ethically. It's entirely possible to do that, but they mustn't run active campaigns in developing countries. The importance of doing their recruitment ethically is to avoid a situation where richer countries are poaching staff from developing countries who need them urgently for themselves. That's what we've got to avoid. The way that the NHS can manage this is by having a really transparent process where they're absolutely clear about immigration rules and what's needed in terms of things like language testing, and that they take each case one by one, not doing mass campaigns in developing countries. If we get everything working well in the NHS and we manage to cover off our vacancies, there's also a staffing crisis in social care, in care homes and home care workers. And at the moment, the social care system also relies on people who come to the UK to work. And that also needs addressing in the future, because particularly post-Brexit, we need to know that there will be a supply of people coming to work in social care. Otherwise, we'll get people stuck in the system, unable to leave hospital because the support they need at home isn't there.